Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is the president of a well-known business in Fall River, Massachusetts that has been around since 1946, which still I think is crazy, which she recently purchased. Not only did she transform the company into a thriving business that it is today in less than 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With over 25 employees, it is not a typical business for a woman to be in. And frankly, I want to say, you had me at hello. Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
I know. And I just met you a few weeks ago.
I know.
And I love you to death. And the company you purchased is a taxi cab company.
Yep.
And so basically, you have like 25 cars.
Mm-hmm. We do.
25 cars.
Mm-hmm. Hoping to have 40, I think, by the end of the year. But
when will it be 1 year?
December 1st.
December. Oh, my God. He's playing. Ryan's in the studio with us today, and he's playing the taxi. Whatever.
Danny DeVito was, Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I loved all of them.
I know.
I loved all of them.
Was Tony Danza in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they look like they were having so much fun. Do you have that much fun? Probably more. Probably more, right? No, it is a business. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get down to business here. And you were basically a stay-at-home mom for years in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you back to New England? And how did this opportunity to purchase a taxi cab company happen? Because that doesn't happen to every... It's not like a thing that happens every day.
No.
Since 1946, they've been there.
Right. Yes, a really long time. So I was in Texas 20 years. I grew up in New England. Mm. Went to Texas when I got married. Came back because I got divorced.
And very simple story.
Simple. Very, very short. Nothing more than that. And I came back last summer and didn't know what I was going to do for work. And my dad said, don't worry about it, and I kind of became his personal assistant.
What does he do?
He, everything. I mean.
But what is his business?
Well, currently, I mean, he's sold his businesses. So currently he's just around now buying cars for the cab company.
Oh, for the cab company. Okay. So now so it's switched and he's working with you.
Yes. I mean, he still has businesses and things that he does.
So he's like semi-retired.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think my stepmother would like for him to definitely be fully retired. But he'll never stop working. So,
okay. All right.
But he does loans for people a lot. So I got a call from him, and said, call this accountant's office and find out what get the tax returns on this cab company in Fall River. And I was like, what? I can't just call an accountant and they're going to give me the tax returns. He's like, no, they're going to send them to the owner. So, I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. So I just do what my dad tells me to do. Anyway, then he said to be at this address for the cab company at noon on a random Saturday sometime last November.
Huh.
So I got there and I was like, why am I here? And I had no clue. And my nephew said, heck if I know, and handed me a tax return. I sat down pretending, to look at it. And then I...
pretending to look at it. So your nephew was there with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I had no idea.
Didn't know why he was there.
No. And...
So here, all your family and you, they just wanted your support, you thought.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I just sat down and my dad said, well, what do you want for the company? And they threw out a number and he said, well, let me talk to my daughter because she's going to be the one running this place. And I just kind of turned around looking to see if there was somebody else in the room besides me, you know, for a daughter. And then I realized, no, he's talking about me. So
that is fantastic. Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
So, yeah, we went to Dunkin' Donuts and made the decision. And I said, I'm not doing it unless Tony does it, too. So that's my nephew. And so, yeah.
So it was a family run business for 70 years. That is crazy.
I know.
Well, it's incredible.
I know.
Frankly.
Right.
And so they were family owned for that entire time.
Correct.
And now you are now still family owned. How does that feel?
It's cool. I love working with my nephew.
Yeah.
We have another partner too involved.
And your dad still helps and provides support and.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, he's mentoring us, you know,
yeah.
I mean, with all the businesses he's had. I mean, and it's great because I was in Texas for 20 years and
yeah.
I didn't have family around. And honestly, moving back was scary knowing I'd be near family. And
yeah.
now I'm working with family and it's
no thing. Yeah. It was scary knowing you'd be with family. Oh, my God. You are so funny.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking at you, I feel like you look like Sally Fields. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes.
You know who people used to tell me I used to look like was that gal from Little Darlings. What was her name? I'll think of it by the end of the show.
I've heard that about Sally.
Christy McNichol. Christy McNichol. I used to be told all the time that
I'd have to Google her.
And I'm looking at you and I'm thinking of Sally Fields with the car driving with.
And I'm okay with this because, you know, she aged beautifully.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So. All right. Now, during this whole transition, every step of the way, you've been transforming the business.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the drivers were getting their paychecks handwritten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 70 years, handwritten paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like switching everything over to digital.
Mm-hmm.
You're really cleaning everything up.
Right.
During this whole process, because it's been about a year.
Right.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I can't do this?
No, I didn't think I can't do this. I thought, why am I doing
this? Oh, why? Okay, not can't. Not can't, but why? All right, so why am I doing this? But there's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything, even if you don't know the reason. Do you know the reason? To bring your family together is part of it.
I would say, I mean, I know my father is just thrilled having my nephew and I there. I mean, because I was gone for so long, and then, you know, my brother passed away when he was 20, and this is his son.
Mm.
And so for my dad, you know, it's like he's got his son in a lot of ways with my nephew.
And I'm so glad that you just mentioned that because you want to honor him
mm-hmm.
and share who he was. But he was also very much into cars.
He was.
Mm-hmm. So this, I'm getting the whole body goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Like the whole goosebumps. So I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. And my nephew, I mean, bless his heart, he doesn't know a thing about cars.
That's okay.
And he would admit it and he'd say, that's so true. You know, so I mean.
That is okay.
Fortunately, we have great mechanics and our other partners, you know, the fleet manager and, you know, everybody has their role, you know.
Okay.
So, and my dad knows cars, so.
Now, so you met the previous owners.
Right.
And what kind of people are they? They were just ready to hand over the business?
They were tired. They were just done.
They need
to retire
and move on.
They really were. They were tired. They had done it for so long.
I know. 70 years with the same family.
Right. Because I'm not positive, but I think the husband's parents owned it or something, and then he took over, and then they, like I said, they, I don't know how long, I think they ran it from the 80s on.
Yeah.
It's so funny, I heard something the other day that said, when you think of 30 years ago, like we think 1970s, but really 30 years ago was like.
I know.
We're the late 80s, almost 90, you know what I mean? Like it's really freaking me out. Anyway,
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting old. Okay. So
am I. You're so young and vibrant, though. This is fantastic. You are in a industry that you don't typically think to see a woman running the company.
Mm-mm. No, I know.
And you're the president.
Yeah.
And you giggle when I say that. So I love your energy because the drivers love working for you.
Yeah, I will be honest and say they have been very pleased with the transition. They really have. They're awesome.
And it shows, because it always starts from the top and trickles down. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. But we have to go to break already.
Oh, my
goodness. This is going by really fast. My guest is Danielle Russo, and she's with FallRiverTaxi.com, and their company does so much more than taxi service. So I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women. Here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Danielle Russo with FallRiverTaxi.com. So you can go there for more information. You actually are providing services in the Fall River and surrounding areas, the South Coast mm-hmm. of Massachusetts.
Correct.
But also you want to reach up to the South Shore, because you do take people to Green Airport and Logan Airport.
We do.
Okay. We do. So a lot of that is happening.
Yes. And some of the... people that we transport for medical transportation go into Boston and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the medical transportation.
Okay.
Are all cab companies doing this? Is this like a unique thing that is only to you?
I mean, I would like to say that...
You hope...
Yeah, but honestly, I'll be honest.
And yeah,
say,
I don't know.
I really don't know.
So the medical transportation, how are you able to handle this type of transportation?
Well, so we're non-emergency, you know, medical transportation. So it's routine doctor's visits, you know, working with the hospitals and doctor's offices and physical therapy, you know, things
like
that.
But the cab drivers, they don't need any extra stuff. I mean, you have first aid kits.
Right. Well, we have, you know, fire extinguishers in the cars, first aid kits. They know basically the basic safety, you know, but skills and things like that. But I mean, no, we're not
CPR.
No, I mean, like anything.
No.
But I mean, we have a wheelchair van, you know, so we can handle. You know, people like the wheelchair accessible vehicles. You know, I mean,
can I ask a really stupid question? Mm-hmm. Why do you need a fire extinguisher in the vehicles, other than if the vehicle turns on fire? Is this like a, this is probably a law?
No, it's not. We just.
So taxi cabs, you know, yellow cabs, any kind of cab color, they don't have to?
I don't believe so. No, I mean, it's something that we do for just extra extra care, you know.
Yeah.
And some of our clients require certain things like fire extinguishers. You know, like we have a client that requires that for. On our, you know, we are contracted to have that in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can't really say why.
Right.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not that. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Oh.
I literally have no clue.
It's not that you just can't disclose it. Oh my God, you're so funny. Now, what is your number one?
I bet my nephew could answer that question.
Probably.
I was like, could I put a wig on him, call him Antonia, and have him come sit with me and pretend so he could be with me? Because, like,
Antonia. Now, what is your number one priority with your passengers?
Well, it would definitely be safety.
Safety. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go. The fire extinguishers are just another safety feature.
Right. Safety and getting them to where they need to be on time.
Yes. Okay. You
know, I mean, that's...
How can you really guarantee on time?
You can't. I mean, we do our best to...
You can't control traffic.
No. You have to anticipate that there could be... Well, I mean, you can look and see if there's detours and things like that. I mean, our dispatchers get the routes in advance, like the night before, you know, they get the schedule for a lot for the medical.
Okay.
And they map out what driver's going to do what, basically.
And they map it out and they really try to figure this out and do it in a timely manner. What's the best route to take?
Exactly.
So you really work and make a huge effort to take them there.
Yes, we do the best we can. And, you know, if somebody has, our drivers are getting there at 4 a.m. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but for the medical piece, those drivers are getting in at 4 a.m. and maybe the first appointment's at 6. So,
and where are they taking them? They're taking them to hospitals, doctor's appointments. What else? What's another example? Oh, so chemotherapy.
Yes, or dialysis.
Radiation, dialysis, any of those types of appointments.
Correct. Routine appointments. Yes. You know, and a lot of these people that we transport are on the schedule, I mean, for months. You know, I mean, like, it's just they're there all the time.
Okay.
So we know that, like, John Doe is going to have to be somewhere at, you know, 5:15 a.m. And maybe it's only a 15-minute drive, but we'll give ourselves longer, you know, in anticipation of, like we said, unforeseen things like accidents. And
okay. All right.
Not by, you know, hopefully not by us, but I mean like
road. Yeah. Not by you. Yeah. Now, what are you trying to do to make your company really different and stand out among the rest? You're bringing in a fresh, young crew as the family you are.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with being older, but you're bringing in a fresh perspective.
Correct. And I mean, we brought in a whole new fleet of vehicles, you know, we have our hybrid vehicles. They're clean. They're new.
Yeah.
The old vehicles that were there.
Did you recycle any of them?
We did all of them. I think one's going to be in the Derby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how sweet is that?
I hope my nephew drives it.
Oh, that would be fun. Really sweet. You need to drive it.
I know, right? Yeah.
I would drive it.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I guess I could. That would be funny. Yeah, I really
I
asked my nephew that, too. I was like, I want to go. And he's like, okay.
You know, that is so sweet. Yeah. That is so sweet. So you're giving a fresh new perspective. You've got a whole fleet. I had to look up and Google how to spell Prius because I didn't know. And so Prius cars. So they're all hybrids.
Yes, they're hybrids. And, you know.
And you have how many vans?
We have one van right now. One of the wheelchair accessible vehicles.
Okay.
And what did you ask me about the cars? I don't even remember what you just said to me.
Frankly, I can't remember either because I'm looking ahead to the next question. Oh, my God. We need to really be serious now. So you're going green. I love your tagline.
Yes.
Your tagline is?
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Saving the environment one ride at a time.
One ride at a time.
We're red and black cabs, and they've been red and black since 1946.
Okay.
And so one of the things that we kind of were saying is that red and black is the new green, you know, like those red and black cars. They're not actually painted green, so I think that's the part that confused you.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just that we're now green. We're good for the environment. We've gone green, you know.
Yes.
Like that.
Oh, so it's the metaphorical.
Correct. Not
obviously
the literal green.
Blue and yellow makes green, but it's the metaphorical. The old cab colors are now going green.
Correct.
But your cabs are red.
Correct. And black, yeah.
And black. Mm-hmm. And you're over 25 of them. I think that's fantastic.
Right. And my father is the one.
I don't know.
He's purchasing all the Priuses in town. So if you have a Prius, let us know.
And then you'll just paint them over.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. All right. So across the street or out of state? No, across the state.
Yeah, across the state. We're not going. Well, I mean, Rhode Island's out of state.
Yeah, so. Rhode Island. So you do.
And we have driven to New York. Somebody needed a ride to New York. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And we do courier services. You know, there's other things you had asked. That's what you had asked about us being different.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you for getting me on track. So you do courier services. You do not deliver people, but transport people mm-hmm. if they have a medical.
Correct. And then school transportation.
Yes, I want to talk about that. Do we have time before the break? I think we do. So what is it that you're doing with the schools?
So, I mean, we have obviously the school signs on the top of the cars when we're transporting students. But there's students that are out of the district. And, you know, maybe they're going to a school out of the district or their special needs. And so we will transport them.
Really? Mm-hmm. So that the parents can what? Go to work and mm-hmm. not have to worry about dropping off the kids? Mm-hmm. Really? I didn't mm-hmm. know there was a need for that.
Yeah, there is. Actually,
and
yeah.
So also special needs students.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Yep. So if you have a student with special needs, they can transport them.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right. Well, we do have to go to a break. Before we go, how amazing is your team?
I love them. They're awesome.
So they all wanted to stay.
They did. Yes.
Like
yes.
They didn't want to leave.
They weren't sure what was going to happen. You know, like, would we get rid of them? But
yeah, because a lot of them had been there for years.
Oh, forever.
Forever.
Yes.
Not, well, almost not 70
well,
years.
Yeah. But, well, yeah. No, not that. No. Mr. Magoo, we have Mr. Magoo driving our cars. They've been there so long. No, they're not like that.
Oh my God. And you do background checks and all
we
that
do.
Kind of stuff.
We
all right.
do.
Well, we do have to go to a break. Hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Danielle Russo, and you can go to fallrivertaxi.com.
Fallrivertaxiservice.com.
No, it's fallrivertaxi.com.
Oh yeah, maybe it is.
It's fallrivertaxi.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Are you a smart, savvy, successful businesswoman, but yet you still struggle with self-sabotaging thinking? In the last 25 years, Deborah has been living a life of extreme happiness, and she is on a mission to empower other women. Deborah teaches her clients how to fill the emptiness and find their own inner bliss using the very same lessons she learned the day of her near-death encounter. It's never too late. Contact Deborah today for a brief, confidential consultation at DeborahO'BrienBliss.com.
DJ Kriska Mix Live. I wanna fly so high.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I want to say, I don't know how the heck I found this song. It's an hour and 17 minutes long. So we only used the first minute and 34 seconds.
Which is like the longest song ever, but the words are really
When I read them online, and actually I couldn't find it online, so I had to really listen to the lyrics and write them down. And I thought, this is you.
It is completely me, especially the I am free to do exactly what I please. I mean, yes. As a stay-at-home mom, I didn't ever really know what I was going to do when my kids, you know, went off to school or whatever they left. And I was like, what would I do with the rest of my life? And then...
Yeah. And what do you want to share about other moms that are listening that feel like they don't know if they have any skills?
Well, you know, being married for 20 years, and I mean, I helped with the business that we had in Texas, you know,
so
doing
you
the books
and
and all that from home.
But you just dabbled.
I just dabbled. And, you know, I had an ex that didn't want me working.
Yes.
And I mean, and I will admit, I wanted to stay home with the kids.
I did it for almost 10 years.
And it's not that I didn't want to do that. But fortunately, I dabbled and kept myself a little bit busy, but I still was nervous about what I would do. And then when I found myself divorced, I mean, I never thought I was going to get divorced. Yes. And then I moved here and I had to make a resume. I was like, what the heck do I put on here? Okay. Because I got married at 22 and I really and truly like worked periodically, and then we had kids, you know. I didn't really even know how to make a resume. So I was scared. I was really nervous about getting out there. But my dad, you know, it's amazing because I didn't have the confidence to think that I could do something, but my dad believed in me, and that's that just says so much, you know.
And even if you don't have somebody in your life that believes in you, you have to give that to yourself.
You do.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to give yourself what you cannot get from other people.
You do. And, you know, I went going through so much that I went through, that's a totally different show. But I just, the whole time I just kept saying, I got this. Like I had to just kind of tell myself that. And my friend made me a sign that says, I got this, and she framed it or whatever. It's right by my light switch. So every day, like I just, you know, look at that and I say, I got this, you know, big girl panties are on and just going to keep going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get back to your drivers. What is your number one priority with them?
Well, I would also say safety. I mean, it seems to be our biggest thing. I mean, that we want to make sure that they're okay. We are equipping all the cars with cameras for the safety of not only, you know, the passengers, but for the drivers as well.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It does.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So they all have cameras.
Yes. Well, we're working on it.
So most of them.
They're purchased. Yeah, we just have to get them installed. You know, that's just a whole nother step.
Wow. I know. But don't you just love being in business?
I you know what?
Put up the website.
Yes.
And
which,
you're
I mean, there was no website.
Cards,
yes. And we're on Facebook. And getting a logo.
Getting a logo. That's really cool.
That was a big deal too. I was like, we need to do. I mean, there was nothing like that. So,
yeah. And I love that, you know, a lot of people like to take their time and get things done. Mm-hmm. And you're not, you know, you're not getting things done too quickly.
No.
You're really focused. Mm-hmm. You're really hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And for somebody that is not usually focused.
Well, with the ADHD.
Yes. But you're very focused and you're taking it, you know, one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's all I can do.
One bite at a time, and it's coming along.
It is. It's coming along. And, you know, I will be honest. I mean, I've joined networking groups, and through those groups, meeting people that are also just guiding me in a lot of ways. And
that's where we met. We met at ABWA.
Yes, we did. And that was great, you know, and there's just been a lot of great people that I've met through that, you know, and that's how I got my business cards, you know, because there was somebody there that does printing.
Yes.
And so.
And now, what is the, you know, how challenging is the life of a dispatcher, and how many dispatchers do you have?
We have three full-timers and then four part-timers that fill in. I mean, you're talking, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
And it is extremely challenging for them. I mean, I'm impressed by our dispatchers. I will say everybody has their their role, and everybody is vital to this business. Because the dispatchers, I mean, they do everything. I mean,
yes,
they have helped
my sister does it. She works for an ambulance company, and
they
she
have helped
it.
Me so much too.
You
I mean,
have to be a very special person to have that position.
Well, I
you
mean,
really,
you're,
have
you're
to
managing
handle.
The cars, you're managing the drivers, and then you're taking in the calls, and then you know you've got people trying to confirm that they're being picked up, and they are confirming, and there's just so much going on.
I remember seeing an episode on that Undercover Boss show, and it was a dispatcher. And he was just, I'm watching him and I'm like, I can see my sister doing it.
It's like an airline flight, those people that are in the traffic control, you know what I mean? It's like there's so much like going on. Well, obviously, they're not controlling airplanes, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still,
yeah. Well, no, cars.
It's still
a vehicle. It's a machinery. Now, how are you charging for one person? I read you don't, if you have four people in the cab, you're only charging for one person. And does everybody know that it's regulated?
Okay, so what you're referring to is the rates regulated in the city, so what we charge per mile. So yes, the city regulates our rates per mile. Outside of the city, we can say what we want. We can negotiate flat rates and things of that nature.
Okay.
But within the city.
City of Fall River
correct.
Only.
Yes, okay. So like for us, because we're in Fall River. I have no idea how other cities do it or what happens, but as far as the people, well, if four people are getting picked up, you know, on... you know, say Smith Street, I'm making up names here, and they're all going to the same location, why would you charge more? Like, it's not like it costs us more. Everybody's getting picked up at the same place, going to the same place. I don't see why. Or if they're all going to the airport or whatever. I've never understood why you get charged per person.
I
mean, if everybody's going to different locations, then obviously you would charge per mile,
according to the next location.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like it's taking us any more time to fill up the car.
Well, and gas prices right now, you got to be happy about that.
Well, that's why we got the Priuses.
Okay. Because gas prices are low.
Right. So, but we're. It's,
but you're secure regardless.
Well, you have no idea what's going to happen with
and
gas
do you have
prices.
All these charging stations where they all have to plug in the cars?
No, it's not. They don't plug in.
They don't plug in?
No, they don't plug in.
Okay, I don't know anything about Prius.
Yeah.
is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
No. They just don't use fuel. Let me try to explain it. I can't. But anyway, all I know is that they're not using fuel like when they're idle and things like that. So it's they're electric when they're not.
I need to get one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to learn about it. But anyway, it's okay.
Yeah.
We got to go to break. We have only one segment left. It's going to go by fast. My guest is Danielle Russo, and she is with fallrivertaxi.com. And this is the web address that I Googled myself yesterday and the day before. So it is fallrivertaxi.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
You're gonna fly away.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Danielle Russo with FallRiverTaxi.com. And I love that song. I'm so glad that you wanted me to play that song.
Yeah.
Because I was really challenged finding music. I didn't want the same old stuff. I wanted to, you know, spruce it up a little bit. But that's one of my all-time favorite songs.
I know. And like I said, I didn't realize Gwyneth was singing. I didn't know that was
Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis. I can't remember the movie, but I think it's fantastic. They sang it at the end. He was like her dad or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's the lyrics didn't make sense because they were related, but
yeah, that is weird. Okay.
But it was still cute because they were just a daughter father duo singing or whatever. Now you have your challenges in your business just like anyone else does. How are you so well equipped to just tackle everything head on?
And ADHD.
ADHD.
I'm telling you. They say that people with ADHD make the best business owners, and I think it's true because my father has it, I'm telling you.
And fantastic adults, I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, really, if your kids have it, they are just going to be a phenomenal
adult. Oh, yeah, and my oldest
adult.
Has it, so yeah, yeah, yeah. There's hope.
And so what do your boys think of all of this?
They think it's funny. I mean, they get the giggles with it. Like, mom, really, you know, just...
That's so sweet, though. How old are they?
They are 15, or almost 15. He's 15 in a week, and 12.
Okay.
So, yeah, boys.
Okay. All right.
Did we brush our teeth? Yes. This week? I know. You smell like a billy goat. Please shower.
I know the feeling. Actually, my kids are, yeah. Yeah, let's not get into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time.
Yes.
1 year ago.
Ugh.
Did you ever think that you would have
successful
business?
Well, a year ago, I mean, I was looking for a job I had just moved here. And
yeah.
So I found a job for a chiropractor. I was working for her for like maybe 6 to 8 weeks. And then I was like, I have to leave. Like, I mean, I felt so bad, you know, because...
It was just not for you.
Well, no, I had to leave because I had a cab company all of a sudden.
Because I'm sorry, I can't work for you. I'm purchasing a taxi
pretty
cab
much,
company.
Pretty much. And I mean, she's so nice. I still use that chiropractor. I need adjustments all the time. That's how I handle this. I go and see her.
That's how you handle it. That's awesome. All right. Well, now, what is the most exciting aspects of the new adventure, you know, in the beginning when you first decided, you know, okay, yes, I'll do this, Dad. And what's one of the most exciting things about it now?
Well, when I first like said yes, Dad, I really wasn't sure what I was saying
yes
to.
Yeah, because he never really made it clear that you were going to run the company, you were going to make logos and buy Priuses and do all of this.
Essentially, he said, you know, December 1st, we're going to have the company. And I was like, okay. And he goes, oh, and by the way, I'm going to be in Cuba. So, like, the day of closing, he wasn't even there. And then he was gone for a month. And then...
So, I need you to...
Or 2 weeks. And then he came back and then he went to Florida, like, until the spring. I was like, you just...
You keep leaving.
You just left us. Like, I mean, and I was just trying to figure out what we do. I mean, the previous owners, I mean, they worked with us for... We had a month with them and... But
they
that
were
was tough.
Handwriting everything.
Yes, but I mean, I had to get everything onto, like, QuickBooks and, you know, just make everything... the 21st century,
yeah.
You know, I mean, which was, that was a challenge. And now it's been exciting to just see that.
You transformed it.
Well, yes. And that I have to keep saying with the help of everybody. Because,
oh, of course.
Yes,
of course.
I just don't want to.
You have so many drivers, you have dispatchers, you have
your nephew
helping you.
Yes, the fleet manager, the other
all the mechanics,
partner,
the mechanics. It's like a partnership you have with a mechanic?
Right, yes, okay. We do. Yep, there's three of us. And like I said, everybody has their part. And without one of us, I mean, I think it would be difficult, you know. But I just knowing, though, that I have the confidence, though, that I didn't really have before. Because I didn't think that I could go to a meeting even for, you know, a BWA, you know, that just to walk in and just be like, I don't know anybody, but I got this, you know. And
oh, my God, you walked into that meeting and I was like, frankly, attracted to you like a magnet. Like you had such, I love your energy. You were so positive. And my mom and I were there at the meeting and I was kind of like, oh, so what kind of a cab company, a taxi cab? And you were like, you know, typical taxi cab. And I'm like, oh, so like the show, the sitcom Taxi. And you were like, yeah, pretty much.
And I think when people people think
you
taxi.
Were just so simple.
They think like hailing for a taxi cab, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that's what makes us different too, is that in Fall River, it's not really like you hail a cab like you would in Boston or New York or, you know, that kind of thing.
You call.
Correct. It's okay. It's different than
that old fashioned phone.
Yeah.
You pick it up and you call.
Which is what I'm excited about, that our website now, you can dial it from the phone. You know what I mean? Like it's we have a the,
you can click it. You can click the
that says call. Right. Which is kind of cool, you know, because we didn't have that before a week ago.
And on Facebook, you have that call now button on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Now, so what are you going to do going forward? Are you going to continue to like do all of the, you know, social media? And well, you're doing my marketing program right now, so I'm going to be promoting you on all my places.
Right.
But on your end, what are you going to be doing? And what does Tony do?
So Tony's, I would call Tony operations. I mean,
okay, he handles
the employees, the drivers, the dispatchers, the clients that we have, you know, questions and
okay, all right. Well, we're almost out of time. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I just thank you for having me.
Well, who inspires you?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh my God.
You know, he loves his job. You know, if we could all be that enthusiastic about going to work.
I love SpongeBob.
Right? Isn't he? He's like, I'm ready. You know, like that's how we should all be.
I know. It's such a great show.
Right?
And you know, I remember when it first came out, some of the neighbors, you know, the moms in my neighborhood were like, I don't know if I want my kid watching that.
Yes.
And I'm like, because I can't remember when it came out, what year it came out. But I think my kids were young. And I was like, every time I watched an episode, there's a moral to the story. There's always a lesson. I thought it was positive. So I'm with you.
My family loves SpongeBob. My mom has SpongeBob SquarePants floor mats in her car.
Does she really? Okay, so no, I would want leopard or something like that. All right, we got to go.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here. My guest is Danielle Russo, fallrivertaxi.com. Go check it out. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.